Welcome to the podcast series, Interest Rates with Mates, with Colin, Todd, and Sean. Welcome everyone, episode number 7. A great topic today because it's very personal for us. It's explaining the process. So what we do here at Mason Finance to get you the finance that you need to get started.
Yeah, I think it's a really important episode today because we get asked quite a lot around what our process is from start through to finish. You know, how does someone get access to credit and apply for finance? So, Todd, do you want to talk about our process?
Yeah, so, and that's a good point you make because sometimes I complete an initial phone call or even further, you know, a few steps down the line and, you know, we confirm that client qualifies for a home loan application. And sometimes they ask, okay, so what's the process now? Do I go to the bank?
Or yeah.
It's like, no, we take care of it.
And I think a lot of clients, I think they can log on to a bank's website and apply for credit and they get a pre-approval, which is not fully assessed. And I think they're pre-approved, which is just a bit of paper, but it's not worth the paper that's written on.
Yeah.
That's right. You know, so, I think it's important to explain the process to our listeners because it can vary depending on the circumstances.
Yeah, definitely. So we were just talking before, so I guess a lot of our leads come in through our website. So they may have been recommended to us by family, friends, you know, existing clients. Once a client sort of makes contact with us through the website, we receive an email that says, you know, like a new inquiry. We pick up the phone straight away as soon as that comes through, call that client, run through, you know, just confirm the email address, just contact details. A few pieces of basic information regarding the situation. So are they self-employed? Are they PAYG? Are they casual? Just so that once we send out that welcome pack, we can sort of refine it to their needs. So we're not asking for documents that we don't actually require if we don't need to. So for PAYG example, all we really need is a few pay slips, sometimes a PAYG summary depending on the time of the year, but it's not as if we need 2 years of full tax returns. If they're not self-employed, you know, that's not a requirement. So we're just going a bit overboard there. So send out that welcome pack. That obviously requests the client to log onto our portal, upload some information, address history, employment history, assets and liabilities. And obviously at the end that we'll ask for some documentation. So those pay slips, bank statements, things like that. And then from there we can book a meeting. That's usually face to face, but it can also be via a Zoom call or even just simply over the phone, where we talk about their structure, their goals and objectives. And then we can tailor a home loan application to suit their particular requirements.
Yeah, and I think the COVID's been great, hasn't it? Because, I mean, the digital space now has improved with technology so much. So the form that Todd was referring to, it's all digital. It's all done online. You can do it on a phone or a tablet or
even bank statements. So bank statements are automated now. So you type in your login details for your bank and it is secure.
Yep.
That's the one question I get asked, is it secure? And yes, it is because nearly every bank in Australia uses it. But that will send us automated bank statements for a certain period. So you don't have to go into log into your online banking and go, okay, do I need this statement, that statement? It gets sent to us automatically.
In the correct format.
That's right. Even need to filter the dates out. It actually does the last 6 months for you.
Yeah.
I had a customer actually only a couple of weeks ago in the office who did it in front of me. And literally within about 5 minutes, I had all their statements for about 10 or so different accounts in my inbox straight away. So that's how quick it can be. Obviously, the old days, it used to take someone an hour or two to compile
all that data. Go to the bank.
So the digital space has been fantastic, and even things like signing documents now can be done on your phone.
Yes,
like accepting your privacy statement, for example, Todd, that is part of our sort of process. We have to obviously, have a privacy document signed or a privacy statement signed. It's done online within about 30 seconds.
Yeah,
so it's quite a quick process.
And the way that you're saying all the information that is digital, that actually followed through to the application. So there's no double handling. There's no filling out a separate application
good
form.
Point, yeah.
Everything just filters through.
And we can update that live too. Like sometimes in a client meeting, they might say, oh, by the way, I think I put in a wrong value for that asset or I forgot this particular asset. Like that's totally live on our end. We can actually either over the phone or in person with that client, we can go through it on our end, and we're seeing the exact same. It's the same profile. Everything's all, yeah, sort of transparent. We can update it on our end accordingly as well. So, yeah, it's a very easy to manage system.
Yeah, and I was just going to highlight too, I mean, I think one of the questions that we get asked as brokers quite a lot is around living expenses.
Yes.
And that's part of the form that we send out to customers. They have a chance to input the cost of their household living. And that can be anything from groceries to school fees to health insurance to entertainment, for example, you know, going out for dinners and buying alcohol at the liquor store. So customers ask us quite often, you know, how accurate does that need to be? It needs to be as accurate as it needs to be, obviously. I mean, fixed expenses is obviously fixed, but there's a lot of discretionary spending that happens within a household. As Todd was saying, that's live data, so we can update that, obviously. So when we get the bank statements, we'll obviously go through those bank statements and we'll help the customer, you know, change the cost of their living if it needs to be changed, so that when we go and apply for the finance, obviously we're putting the customer in the best shape to get their finance approved.
So once all of that information's been collated, we've got bank statements, we've got payslips, tax returns, it's off to the lender. And so that lender with us as Mason Finance Group, we're in the fast lane with a few lenders, which is important to highlight. So if you've got a contract to sell and you've got 7-day finance clause, we can get it done.
Absolutely, yeah. So, look, I mean, a lot of banks will put us in the fast lane, like Sean was just saying, due to just the volume that we're introducing, I suppose, through Mason Finance Group. So some lenders will turn applications around for customers of Mason Finance Group within 1 to 2 days, which is super important. And that means that obviously if a customer signed a contract to buy a property and they've only got a 7-day finance clause or a 14-day finance clause, we can well and truly meet that time frame for them. Where other lenders obviously take 21 or 28 days,
yeah.
And that can vary from there as well.
And those lenders that we're in the fast lane for, we've got access to business development managers for those lenders. So if we're not sure in a scenario or we need to run it past them, we've got all the information to go, okay, here you go, what do you think? But actually before it gets to credit, which is crucial, because if they go, oh no, you need a little bit more information of, you know, another tax return, another payslip to verify, That's a good source to have.
Yeah. And I think just on that, if I can just highlight too, because we do track this quite aggressively, is around our approval conversion. So once we do lodge an application for a customer, our approval conversion is around 98 to 99%, which is important. Yes. You know, so we do a lot of that due diligence, a lot of that research up front, so that when we do go and physically lodge the application on behalf of a customer, we know that 99% of the time we will go straight through to approval, which I think is important.
Absolutely.
Yeah, not only to BDMs, I was just going to add there, like we've also got access to senior credit managers at the banks. Yes. So if there's, especially at the moment, like, 12, 18 months ago, everybody that walked through the door qualified for a loan. Now with the higher assessment rates and everything, it is definitely getting tougher to place those applications. The clients might only have one or two options. But yeah, if something's a little bit tight, we can send an email off highlighting the scenario and a few things that don't quite meet policy, but you know, there's still plenty of other strengths to the application. And we can have that application signed off by a senior credit manager with an approval ID number, a reference number. Now, that doesn't mean it's approved, but it means that, you know, we can have certain things ticked off so that when we submit the application, we know that, yeah, most of that stuff's ticked off. It's just then the credit checks and the income verification and the other stuff that needs to be confirmed and approved. But it gives us a lot higher... it gives us the
outcome.
The outcome.
It's and again, like another sort of real life example. I mean, I only had a customer yesterday I was talking to that actually went to one of the major banks through another company, didn't get the amount of credit that they were seeking. And it all come down to the way that the self-employed tax returns were presented to the bank. So we had a look at it yesterday and I ran it past the credit team. Like Todd was just saying, we got access to this particular bank's credit team and they agreed with me in terms of the way that I was reading the financials, and that deal will then get lodged today or tomorrow for the amount of money that they need. And they've got a contract to buy a property as well with the same bank.
With the same bank.
So I think that's where obviously we're a little bit different. We'll do a lot of that research, that due diligence up front. We've got a lot of strong relationships with our lender partners. I think that's really super important in a market that's obviously changing a little bit at the moment as well.
Yep. Absolutely. So, and then from there, obviously the approval comes through. So for pre-approvals, they generally last for 90 days.
Yep.
So you've got a bit of time to go out and find a property. And then formal approval, away we go, getting documents ready to sign. I think it's important to highlight that Queensland is slowly moving over to digital mortgages. So there's a couple of lenders that have already done it, so it's just making the process a lot faster.
Absolutely. One of the lenders at the moment introduced the digital mortgage documents last year, and I think we had a settlement done within 14 days lodgement, which is phenomenal. Like when you think about I've been doing this job for 22 years, and where it's come from to now, it's so quick.
I had an internal top up the other day. A client wanted to just get a top up on their existing mortgage for some renovations, so we went back to the same bank because that bank still sort of met all their requirements and was a good option for them. From lodgement to settlement, four business days. Thanks to digital, the digital docs definitely helped. But they can just sign everything and click of a few buttons, and then it was internally funded. So
yeah, and I think the other thing on the back of that too. I mean, we've got to probably the approval of a loan today in this episode. I think in another episode, Sean, what we'll do is we'll talk about the approval to settlement process, and maybe get our settlement manager in here as well to have a chat to our listeners about what that process looks like moving forward, because that's can be quite a detailed process,
yes.
But for a lot of banks, it's actually quite quick, like Todd was just saying as well.
Yeah, no, it sounds good. So our process here is very easy, very quick, and that's the way it was designed to get everyone the finance that they needed and to make it a breeze. We don't want stress. We don't want anxiety. It's not. We're here to help you through.
Yeah, absolutely. And if clients ever have any questions, like when they're making offers, they've got questions about, initial deposits, balance deposits, finance timeframes, building and pest timeframes. Like we're always available on a Saturday or whenever, afternoons through the week when they're looking at those properties and potentially making offers, we're always available on the phone to answer those queries.
We want to make it easy. Yeah, right? So definitely. That's what we're all about.
We do. Great episode. Next week, self-employed, episode 8.
Easy topic.
All right. Until then, we'll see you then.